Welcome to the Side-by-Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes. Today, I'd like to talk about the question, why be an air traffic controller? Why would I to have one of the most stressful jobs there is in the world? Well, before I answer that, let me start with kind of my story of how I became an air traffic controller. So, I was pretty much without a job, looking into one ads. I see an ad that says, make $50,000 a year, no experience necessary. Now, you have to realize this was back in 1988, early 88. So, $50,000, man, that's a lot of money. So, I went, okay. And I looked into it and saw that it was an ad to take the air traffic controller test. And I went, $50,000 a year. Well, I'll call my wife. We were dating at the time. I'll call her because I know she won't want me to do it. She'll say it's too stressful. I don't think that's where you need to go. So I give her a call. We talk, and I finally said, hey, I saw an ad for a job. I'm thinking about going and taking a test. And she goes, what is it? And I said, well, it's being an air traffic controller. And she didn't even hesitate. She goes, oh, I think you'll be great at it. And I went, no, that was not the answer I was looking for. Because now I have to go take that stupid test. So the test was going to be in Dallas. And my wife and I talked about, you know, I knew there were classes available that would, you know, virtually assure that you got, you know, a high enough score that they would definitely call you. And I said, well, let me go take it and see what happens. And if I feel like I need to take a class to take the test again, we'll do that. Okay, so I go take the test. I have never had a test that was more suited for my personality. Number one, it's multiple choice. I can do a multiple choice test. I can find the best answer out of 4, 5, 6, however many number of alternatives you want to give me, I'll find the answer. And I'll get it right most of the time. So there was then there were a bunch of word math problems. Oh my, I'm a bit of a math nerd. Those that know me know that I've done traffic studies for two of the facilities I worked in. I'm in the middle of doing one now for the contract towers. And so I'm a bit of a math nerd, statistics nerd. I've developed my own college football ranking program. So I get into stuff like that. So that part of the test was pretty easy. I finished all the sections in, you know, no time at all. And the guy that I was sharing a table with didn't finish any of them. He ended up leaving about halfway through the test. And then the last part of the test at the time was a basic IQ test. Well, I love those too. So I did very well on the test with pretty much no prior knowledge of air traffic. I did get a few extra credit points based on having played Flight Simulator. So I knew a little bit, but that was it. That's all I knew. I had no pilot background, no ATC background, no aviation background, really. But I did very well on the test. Then I had to wait for what seemed like an eternity, but was really only 2 months before they called me and set up an interview and a physical. So I go to Fort Worth Center and do the interview. That was great. I had played soccer growing up, and the guy that interviewed me, his son was playing soccer. So we basically talked soccer the whole time during the interview.
So I felt pretty good about that. And I go take the physical. There were some issues with the physical, not major, but
I needed to go see my personal doctor and have some blood tests done. So,
but they turned out fine, normal.
And so I had to continue waiting for another, 3 months. So I waited 5-6 months max, but between taking the test and getting a date to go to the academy. And I thought that was an eternity. I get there and there are people that have been waiting close to a year and a half. So all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I didn't have to wait much at all. So I get to the academy. The classroom part of it was fairly easy. The application part of it was not at the beginning because it had come too easy to me during the academics. And so I wasn't practicing. And we'll get into that on an episode of my tips for getting through the academy. And but why become an air traffic controller? Well, several reasons. And some of them are going to be pretty silly reasons. Some of them are going to be great reasons. So we'll start with the silly reason. When you're in a group of people and people start asking, what do you do for a living? As soon as you say you're an air traffic controller, conversation stops. People start asking about your job because it is a fascinating job. No one has the job. And everyone is fascinated by your job and by the fact simply that you can do your job. I've experienced that my entire career. And one of the questions that they will invariably ask is, isn't that stressful? It has its moments. It really, truly does have its moments. In a course of a 30-year career working live traffic, I have scared myself several times. Fortunately, I have not scared the pilots that much. So there is a big difference. But so there's the social aspect of it. There's the aspect of it is an incredibly profitable career. And for someone who went to college, but did not finish college, I went to college basically to play soccer and meet my wife. I did not know what I wanted to do when I was at college. So I didn't do a very good job in college. But a job and a career without needing a college degree and being able to make the amount of money that I have made over my career, being able to provide for my family the way I have been able to over the life of my career and over their lives, and that I can, still am doing to this day, it's amazing. I am constantly reminded, and I constantly remind myself that I was able to do this without a college degree. And there have been times when I've wanted to go back and finish that degree, mainly just to finish. That is something that I haven't done yet. So there's the social aspect. There's the financial aspect. There's the fact that you get to, if you're in a terminal, if you're in a tower, you get to stand and work up in that tower. You get to look out over your town, your city. You get one of the best views in whichever city you're working in. And that is amazing. It's amazing to watch the weather roll in. It's amazing to get to watch everything you get to watch. My wife recently came up and visited me in the tower on July 4th. And so we got to sit up there after I closed, I'm not controlling traffic or anything. And we get to watch all the fireworks displays that are around us. It's amazing. And working in the center, it's a totally different world. You don't have that many windows unless you go down to the cafeteria, or you can walk around the building on a break.
But in the control room, there's not a window to be found. And it's not Tracon dark, but it's fairly dark. And it is a different world. It's a different world working radar traffic than it is working tower traffic. But they're both great, and we will get into that on an episode of the podcast. But why be an air traffic controller? Well, if you want a job that is not going to be the same thing every day, this is for you. If you want a job that's going to stretch you, that's going to bend you in ways that you don't feel like you can bend, this is the job for you. If you want a way to move up, this can be a job for you. If you want a government job that's going to be fairly stable, unless there's a government shutdown, this is the job for you. It's not for everybody. It is not for everybody. In my time as an instructor at the academy, I've seen people that were stressed out to the point where they're sweating during a practice problem and having to flap their arms to try and get a little less sweat. And it really just makes you wonder if this is really a job for them, because they're going to be in that situation for the rest of their lives. And it's not always good. But then there are people that thrive on pressure. They thrive on the complexity that there is sometimes when you're trying to figure out, how in the world am I going to get out of this box that I have created for myself? And that's the incredible part of being an air traffic controller. You get to solve three-dimensional problems, actually four-dimensional problems, because they involve time as well. So to me, it is and always has been the best possible job, best possible career that anyone can get into. So I fully encourage, if you like aviation, if you like airplanes, if you like stress, because believe me, you're going to get stressed. If you like problem solving, if you like doing puzzles and figuring out puzzles, then yeah, this is the job for you. Look into it. Put in a bid to get into the FAA. If you're young enough and are early enough, see if you can get to a CTI school, which is a school that teaches air traffic control. The FAA is going to start taking their graduates straight from their CTI school when they get a CTO, which is a control tower operator card. They're going to take them straight into the FAA and straight into working a tower. And I will tell you, working the FAA as an air traffic controller is the best place to be. The benefits are amazing. The money is amazing. Now, you won't make as much money in the terminal as you will working in the centers. But, you know, you're also not going to have the traffic level. But if that is, all those things are what you want, then by all means, pursue this career. FAA, CTI schools, there's a school out in Georgia that I know of, I used to work at, called Advanced ATC. They will put you through their program and you can get a CTO card. The FAA is not taking them straight from there, but several of the federal contract tower companies will. And I've known students and graduates of Advanced ATC that have gone to work at a contract tower for a little bit, and then they get hired with a what they call an experience bid into the FAA. They don't even have to go to the academy. They go straight to a facility. So there are multiple ways of getting into this career. I went straight through the academy. That's what I did. It worked. I will tell you, I had no idea
when I was at the academy going through that, just what being an air traffic controller was. I think students today, they have a better idea of exactly what an air traffic controller is and what they do. You've got things like live ATC where you can listen to them. We didn't have that. I used to go out and watch airplanes landing at the airports. That was about as close as you could get. But I hope I've answered that question about why be an air traffic controller. Well, be an air traffic controller because it is an amazing, amazing, amazing career to have. And you don't have to have experience doing it. Most of the people going through the academy don't have experience. They don't have the background. Now, if you've been through a CTI school, then great. You have a leg up. But use that leg up. Don't rely on it, but use it. Use it and just go running. And if you end up going to the academy, which we will talk about on another episode, then don't be afraid of the academy. It's a way to get in. Use it, run full force, full speed into this career that you can have. It's an amazing career. It's been amazing for me since 1988, so we're going on 36 years. And it just continues to be amazing. It continues to amaze me in what it provides me, the opportunities it provides me, the way it stretches me still. I am 60 years old, and I get stretched by the traffic that I'm working at a contract tower. It never gets old. So, go for it. If you want to try this career, you're not sure, go for it. Try it. It may be that it is exactly what you've been looking for all your life, for a career and for a life that it will be amazing for your family. So, I hope I answered that question, and thank you so much for listening to us. Be sure to hit the follow button, the like button, whichever way you're listening to it. We're on, I think, 4 different podcast sites now, looking to get into more. And so follow us. There's also a Facebook group called Side by Side ATC. Join it. Leave questions that you want me to ask or answer. And we'll start this journey together. Thank you so much for the time of listening. And like I said, full speed ahead to a great career. Thank you.